How is it going, everybody? Welcome back to Social Media Marketing School. For those of you that are new here, I am your host, Ethan Bridge. And before we dive into today's episode, I just want to make sure that you've hit that follow button or that subscribe button, depending on what platform you are listening on. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you enjoy what you hear today, I would really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom, and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. But now we've got that out the way, I just want to start off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and let's dive straight in to today's episode. So when it comes to building an audience on Instagram from scratch, many people, including myself, would have had podcast episodes speaking about the actual steps you need to take, but very few will think about and talk about the mindset that one must have if they actually want to succeed in completing these steps and actually growing an audience. Because arguably, the mindset you have very early on is as important, if not more important, than what you're actually doing, because it's one of the toughest points in the journey, and therefore one of the hardest things to actually get through from a mindset perspective. So today I want to talk about three key mindset perspectives that you must have as a creator when first building your brand, following, or account, whatever, on Instagram. So, number one, this is for people that are on the fence thinking about starting or may have dabbled but not fully committed. Just start. Please, the only people that end up succeeding on these platforms are the ones that actually grasp what they're trying to do and just do it. They don't care about anything or anyone. They just do it. They start practicing. They don't care about the performance. They just keep posting. They keep improving. They keep testing. They keep analyzing. They keep going, and they just keep posting. So many people set themselves wild goals or know that they're actually capable of achieving something great, yet they just struggle to get going. They either don't have the motivation, they're scared, or they're worried about what other people might think of them. But really, all they need to do is just sit down, create their first piece of content, and do it. Because nobody is going to do it for you. Nobody's going to come to you and go, here you are, here's everything that you needed, here's all the followers, here's the brand, here's everything, it's done for you. If you're building a personal brand, that personal brand is you. You are the only person that can take action and build that personal brand for yourself. So don't think it's going to get any easier. I've been doing this for nearly 3 years now. It continues to be tough. It continues to be a learning process. But I started somewhere. I once had 0 followers. Don't compare yourself to these people that have tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions of followers. Just focus on your own journey. Look at it as the first step. And taking that first step is incredibly important and also incredibly rewarding. So you should pat yourself on the back when you do actually take that first step. But trust me, just start. You'll feel so much better for it. You'll hate yourself if you don't. Now, mindset shift number two. You don't want to have any expectations. So many people will start and quit within the first couple of months because they may have expected to reach 10,000 followers within the first few weeks, or they expected their content to perform better than it did, or they expected to get their first clients, and in fact, they're finding it incredibly difficult and they haven't onboarded a client and they've been doing it for 4 to 5 months. Everybody works at different paces. Just because somebody else has managed to reach 10,000 followers in 3 to 4 months doesn't mean that you're going to be able to as well. They may have just got lucky. It's not an easy process. In my opinion, you shouldn't expect wild results within the first year. set that bar lower than what you thought you should have. I've been doing this for 3 years, as I say now, and I still know that there is so much potential, so much room to grow, and that's why I continue to do it. I don't have wild expectations. I just love the journey itself. I love creating, I love posting, I love helping people, and every step I take gets me to the direction and the destination I know I want to reach. But one thing I know I have on my side is time. So I'm patient with it. I don't need to achieve it tomorrow. And if I don't achieve it tomorrow, I'm not going to quit because I haven't achieved it. I remember when I first started, there are very few people that were still posting, that were posting back then. Very, very few. I can count them on two hands. And there were hundreds of people, trust me. So you've got to stick it out. Don't have any expectations. Don't think, oh, I'm going to post a piece of content and it's going to go viral within the first couple of weeks. Or I want to achieve 10,000 followers within the first month. Is it impossible? No, it's not impossible. It's incredibly unlikely though. So don't get discouraged if that doesn't happen. Keep posting, keep practicing, keep learning. And in 5 to 10 years, then you're probably going to be at the point that you really want to be at. But you've got to stay consistent and keep doing it in order to get to that point. Something I tell myself every day, and this is what I'm going to end this point on. If I do this every single day and I give it my all, just where could I be within the next 5 to 10 years? It's phenomenal how far I could be down the line, but it's very difficult to imagine that because it's so far in the future. But I don't want to get 5 to 10 years down the line having not put that effort in and go, oh, imagine if I had. Imagine if I did commit to doing it every single day. Where could I have been at? Because it's wasted potential that scares the hell out of me. So I'm not going to let that happen. Now, moving on to point number 3, and this is one that many new creators need to understand. Focus when you begin is incredibly important. So many people go off in so many different directions, thinking that if they cover all of these different avenues, their chances of success are far greater because they're trying so many different things and hopefully something will stick. When you try and master everything, you master nothing. It's much better to focus on one thing in the beginning and then branch out once you've proved yourself within that niche. You've proved that you can do it and then branch out. Don't focus on every single social media platform in the beginning. You don't want to be posting about 10 different niches because not only are you going to confuse the audience you do have, you're not actually proving anything, or you're not proving your expertise in one specific thing to attract an audience in the first place. Prove your expertise for a specific niche and then start to broaden out into other aspects of that niche. Social media marketing, for example, my content originally was very focused on the content creation side of things and audience building, but over time, as I've grown my brand, grown my podcast, grown my business, it's allowed me to talk about these different things. And people trust me to talk about these things because they've seen the journey. They've seen what I've done. And I've built that trust. I've built that loyal audience. But that wouldn't have happened if I hadn't had that focus in the beginning. So please focus on one thing, master one thing before you think about focusing on anything else, because that's how you're going to build that expertise. That's how you're going to build that trust. And that's how you're actually going to build that audience. So those are the 3 mindset shift or mindset perspectives that I want you to have. So number 1 being just start, just do it, just post, please. Number 2, don't set yourself any expectations. Just post, enjoy the process, continue learning, continue practicing, continue analyzing. And finally, focus. Focus on one thing, master one thing, prove your expertise in one thing before you start branching out into other avenues. Now, before you head off from this podcast, I just wanted to say that I am looking for the most motivated members of the social media marketing school community. And as a thank you for listening to the podcast, I want to offer you the opportunity to book a free 1-hour strategy session with one of the Social Media Business Academy team members so that we can actually uncover some true pain points and work out what is actually holding you back from building this business that you truly, truly know that you are capable of building, and see if we can help you fix those things. So if you're a coach, consultant, or a service provider who is looking to uncover their true value, build a high ticket offer. That means selling something to your audience for more than $2,000 and attract ready to pay clients by leveraging Instagram and other organic social media marketing methods. Book that call now. I must say, these slots will fill up quickly. So if you want that opportunity, if you want to learn how to do those things, how to craft that high ticket offer in less than a day, how to land your first clients organically without even spending a penny and create high quality content that attracts, nurtures, and actually converts your viewers into clients, this call is something you need to book. So head to the top link in the description, book that call in with one of the SMBA team members, and let's see what we can do to help.